Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the show. And you know what? You may be asking yourself, why am I so tired all the time? Well, you know, there may be several reasons why you're tired and possibly actually suffer from fatigue. And we're going to be going through some of those reasons today with our guest, the wonderful and only Dr. Erica Bradshaw, integrative practitioner in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. Welcome to the show again.
Hi again.
Thanks for coming into the studio. It's always great to have you in here.
It's fun.
So, all right. So let's get right into the show there. And if you've not listened to a show before, let me just introduce ourselves again. We're Gulf Coast Nutrition. We have a store in Palm Harbor on Alderman Road in Alt 19. Come see us. But Dr. Bradshaw, so now I understand just from talking to you previously that you had mentioned that a large portion of your patients actually come to see you for this specific problem because they're tired.
Yep, many, many, many.
Like what percentage would you say of your practice is for that reason?
I could say at least 60 to 70% of the patients have that complaint.
Wow, that is a lot.
I mean, it might not be all of the complaint, but it definitely is part of the complaint.
Well, that seems like a high percentage. I mean, we're all tired.
I mean, I woke up tired today, didn't you?
actually, I woke up pretty refreshed today.
Oh, okay.
I slept really well, and I think when I do sleep well, I do feel great. I know that sleep is a huge part of it.
Yeah, it is.
And for me especially, if I don't sleep well, I feel terrible the next day. Absolutely terrible.
No good.
Now, for the people that come to see you, is it more women than men who seem to suffer from tiredness or fatigue?
Yeah, I would say most of them are women. The men are less likely to complain. The women may drag the men in for that complaint, but the men don't seem to complain as much for some reason. Maybe.
What do you think, Dr. V?
Everybody just turns and looks at me. That's true.
I turned and looked. He was just complaining that
I was just
tired
complaining
today.
That I was tired and I was eyeballing the chocolate in the vending machine to try to do a pickup. But I said, no.
Not the solution.
That is not the solution. I backed away slowly and put the change down. So, yes. I do see that a lot even from my end. A lot of times, yeah, men will not complain or wait until a problem is so bad that they won't actually, you know, then they'll finally admit something is going on when it forces them to say that they can't do something. But overall,
Women are just more in tune with our body when we know we don't feel good.
I was just going to say.
We are just more in tune to that.
It's part of that X.
The X chromosome.
The XX.
Okay.
XY
thing. Now, well, what's the difference between just being a little tired and actually being diagnosed with fatigue?
Well, I would imagine it has more to do with the length of time that someone's tired, because someone could be tired for a month because they've had a lot of stressors in their life with their work or their families. But if it lasts over 6 months, that's when it becomes a problem.
Mm. I could see that. That would definitely be a problem. I get tired once in a while, but I don't, you know, well, I did have a big problem with that years ago. I had a big problem. We'll get into probably one of the reasons why that happened. But so what do you start when somebody comes into you for this reason? I mean, what do you start with? What do you start looking at?
Well, I first start with basic testing. I make sure that they don't have anemia. I check their thyroid, make sure that's not why they're fatigued. That's a common problem. I look at their electrolytes. And then I get a little bit deeper. I might start looking for viruses like that can cause chronic fatigue, such as Epstein-Barr or cytomegalovirus or certain types of herpes 6 virus.
Oh, wow.
Or candida can contribute to that. And then I might look for toxins in their systems and see if they're absorbing their nutrients, for example.
Right. I know that when people come into the store, that's one of the big things that people come into the store for is they're lacking energy. And yeah. I know one of the first things that we usually recommend versus going to see you is you know, are you taking a good multivitamin? Are you getting your basic nutrients, your B vitamins?
Yeah, because we use our vitamins up pretty quickly in society nowadays. There's so much stress everywhere. It's hard to avoid.
So you use up your B vitamins. If you're under stress, you use them up a lot more quickly. Well, that makes sense. Vitamin C as well.
It's like a big factory. You just use it up.
So you've got to make sure. What about diet?
Diet is very important, and a lot of people don't have a very good one.
Yeah, that's for sure. Standard American, typical.
The sad diet.
Yeah, can just deplete you of energy, I would imagine.
Yeah, all those corporations. corporate food.
So you mentioned some testing. I mean, you mentioned that you test for, what kind of tests do? You probably do blood work.
As I said, I do blood work, and then there are different nutritional status tests that you could use that look inside the cells for deficiencies or how you're absorbing the nutrients, or even a basic hair test can help with that.
So it probably depends on how deep the person wants to go into looking for this source of fatigue.
Is it a rock or is it a boulder?
We
have to look under.
Okay. I imagine you start with the rock, right?
Yeah, maybe a pebble, and then it turns into a rock, and then later on down the road, maybe a boulder.
So what about adrenals? You didn't mention adrenals.
Adrenals are huge. That's a huge cause of fatigue.
Which do you find when you do the testing and people really look into find what the source of the fatigue is? What do you find being the most common reason?
I would say adrenals make up a good part of it, but that's not the complete cause, because it could be a conglomeration of all of them rolled up into one.
Oh, that's true.
And a lot of the testing for that can sometimes be as simple as a saliva test, right?
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times people just say, oh, I don't want to get a blood draw. I don't want to have to run out and do it. But they don't realize you can test things through saliva today. It's amazing.
Yeah, this is true. But the blood tests have to be done as well.
I see.
For the anemia and the viruses and maybe even vitamin D.
That could have a... Now, do you test for B vitamins?
Yeah, I do.
So that's great. So you do a nutritional profile.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually D, you hear a lot about D today, but people are not necessarily, the doctors aren't paying attention to the B vitamins. They just tell you to take them, but they don't actually know whether you need it or not. They just, some of them will just tell you, oh, go ahead and take it and see what happens.
I mean, it's good to suggest a multivitamin and a mineral and a fish or a flax oil. But it's also good to see really what's going on.
Right, because it could be underneath that boulder. Could be something more deeper.
Yeah.
Now, I know with my situation, when I had fatigue really bad and I had muscle weakness and I couldn't think clearly and I was just tired all the time, mine ended up being severe anemia.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me a while to get that corrected. I mean, it took like 6 months to really build up the iron level.
Did you have bloody steaks or what? What did
no,
you
I
eat?
I took iron supplements.
Okay.
I did eat more red meat. I do have to admit. I mean, I did eat more red meat during that time. So, but I know that iron builds up very slowly. So it's not like you can take something and overnight you feel better. With fatigue, it's usually a slower, more building process. Even with the adrenals, isn't it, rebuilding that and getting that stress level off the adrenals, and it takes a little bit of time to start feeling better.
Yeah, and as I've said before, it sometimes you go backwards a few feet and then you have to build up again, because sometimes when people are feeling really good, then they start doing what they were doing before they were sick.
I see. Now, you have some information there, what the standard medical treatment or what they consider fatigue and what they usually suggest for fatigue.
Yeah, they suggest things like antidepressants and cognitive therapy and even exercise. But you know what's interesting about that exercise issue is if I'm fatigued or if my patients come in fatigued, they don't want to exercise. That's the last thing I ask them to do, because I want them to feel better. I don't want them to feel sicker. Some of them exercise too much and they're fatigued. I mean, exercise is good, but too much may not be a good thing at that point when they come in.
Right. So, most people who are fatigued don't. That's one of the hardest things they can start doing is exercising. Before we go to break, let's talk about where you're located and how people can get in touch with you.
I'm in Brandon and Tarpon Springs. They can call me at 813-810-1688, and they could go to my website, www.drericabradshaw.com.
And that's, how do you spell Erica?
E-R-I-K-A.
Okay.
All right.
So that's DrErikaBradshaw.com.
And that's DR. It's not the full word doctor. And that's 813-810-1688.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Dr. Erica Bradshaw. Keep listening. We'll tell you how to feel better.
You got it.